Hi, today's February 4th, 2017. This is Comic Views Podcast number 84. I'm Todd Agassi Ward, my good friend Jay Stone. And today we're going to talk about a movie that came out, when was it? Christmas time? No, before Christmas. Like November?
Thanksgiving time, I think.
Yeah. It's been a couple of months. So we'll have spoilers, but it shouldn't matter anymore, I think. What did you think of the movie? I liked it. I think it had some problems, but it was mostly casting. But
yeah, yeah, that's right.
but you know, working with what they had, they did a good job, I think.
Yeah, to me it was it. I didn't find it. I found it too predictable.
Oh really?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
I don't think I would say that for myself, but I can see why you would say that. But on the other hand, that's a good thing, right? They didn't stray so far afield from the character we know that we were annoyed or offended or angry or anything.
Yeah, but I guess there are things that I didn't see that I was hoping to see.
Oh, for example?
Well, I didn't see incantations.
Good point.
Right, it just kind of like he would furrow his brow and look right and concentrate, and then things would happen, right?
Right.
They would move their arms around, right? But in the books, right, he always had these incantations.
Right, and they were very important. And in fact, in the comic books, there are books that he studied to learn these things,
which they did in the movie,
but they never said them. Or yes. Rarely.
He goes into the library and he keeps on reading things, but he doesn't say them out loud.
Right.
Which I thought I would have liked to have heard them because...
Do you think maybe they left them out because they might have sounded too corny?
Well, I'm sure that's what they did.
Or it would have sounded... Although it came first, it would have sounded like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are okay with that if they do it right. You know, it's like, okay, you know the demon, right?
Right.
So he's supposed to speak in rhyme.
Right, he's a rhyming demon.
Right. And so when he does it I've only seen him in the cartoons, but when he does it in the cartoons, mm-hmm. When I read it in the comics, mm-hmm. if it's a good enough writer, it actually sounds pretty good.
I agree with that. But I think because we accept the character as he is, it's okay with us.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the demon?
Yeah.
Because he's a rhyming demon?
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, if you pulled in somebody from the cold who's never read the comic or anything, and you maybe just showed them the cartoon, and they were older than 12, they might go, what is going on here?
Well, I don't know. I'm an English major, so to me it's like, I don't know, Shakespeare rhymes.
Yeah.
He does sonnets, so it doesn't seem that unusual to me, you know, to have characters rhyming. But I would have liked to have seen that. I wanted to see the Bonds of Sidorak or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I saw those.
Yeah, that's an interesting
I always remembered those.
Yeah. The hoary hosts of...
Hogarth?
Hogarth, right.
Something.
See, we would know how to pronounce it if they had said it, right?
Exactly. I could never figure it out when I was a kid. Right? But, I mean, that was part of the charm.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
So, for me, the best thing about the movie was the costume. I think it was true to the character without being, you know, ridiculous. Because it could have been, right?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I liked it. I like how they introduced the cloak.
Yes.
And how each wizard gets some sort of special artifact.
Right.
Now, that chooses him or her.
Right. Now, refresh my memory, because I don't remember the cloak being sentient.
No, it wasn't. See, to me, that I thought that was corny.
You did? Okay, I'm not alone then. All right.
I mean, it was like a combination of a... It was like a living cloak, right? I thought, okay, this is for little kids.
Yeah.
I would have preferred to have, you know, heard some sort of incantations.
Right.
I mean, I've seen in Buffy and I've seen Supernatural and I've seen, you know, enough occultic.
Right.
Like Constantine, enough occultic shows that it doesn't bother me, you know.
Right. So instead of having a dog or an owl or whatever, they had a kind of a slightly misbehaving cloak.
Yeah. I mean, it was like used for comic relief, which I was like, right. I don't remember that. But okay. I would have liked to have seen it blue first.
Wasn't it always red?
No, not when he first came up. When he first came out,
you're right. It was all blue.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm like a Doctor Strange fanatic. At least the old one. I don't know about the new ones.
Well, I'm glad they didn't go with the superhero look he had briefly. You know, with the mask and the tights and all that.
The what?
There was a brief period where Doctor Strange had a superhero look. He wore tights, blue tights, and he had a mask, full face mask.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
That was like, what editor thought that would work?
Well, you know, it was the times, right? I mean, everything had to be a superhero, and Doctor Strange was kind of an odd man out, as you might.
That's true, but that's as bad as like Wonder Woman wearing her white suit.
Oh yeah, that was pretty bad.
I mean, that was what am I watching? What am I reading? That didn't make any sense.
And no powers.
Yeah, I mean, no powers, right? But it was like, it went on for a long time.
Yes, it did. Years, I think.
And I was like, this is. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Okay. So, what did you like about the movie? I liked the costume. I thought that worked.
I like the supporting characters more than the main guy.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I like, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the guy who played Mordo.
Okay.
Chiwetel.
Okay.
I don't want to massacre
his.
Right. But I really like that actor. I think he was in 12 Years a Slave. He was in Serenity. He's been in several films.
Mm.
So I know they changed his in the comics he had like a beard and he looked
like a Russian basically.
Yeah,
a stereotypical white. Russian.
Yeah, and then they made him African.
Right, which I was okay with. That was okay.
Yeah, I was okay with that, and I actually like Rachel McAdams. I thought that was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that worked. A little too screechy, but it worked, I think.
And for me, the best scene was the car accident.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was very visceral. You know?
So I liked the way they portrayed Wong, which I thought was very different from the comic. But okay, and was less, and it could have been offensive if they had made it too subservient, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, too much like Kato.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was a little taken aback when they said that was Wong.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to him being with Strange, right?
Right.
Like more like a sidekick.
Right.
But I agree with you. It was much more acceptable.
Yeah. I think that was a good change.
And I've seen that actor in other films. I like that actor.
Well, I can't say I've seen him in other films.
I'll
look him up. And now let's get the big bad, and I don't mean Dormammu here.
Oh, that was one of the things I didn't like.
Yeah. The Ancient One. What the heck happened there?
Okay.
Casting.
The casting or the true villainy?
Everything. Everything.
Well, you know, the director wanted to change things up, right?
Okay.
And so he was afraid that if it was like how he's portrayed in the comics, it would be too much of a stereotype.
Okay.
Right? And then they thought about if he's going to be, what if they made him an Asian female? And they thought, okay, that could be also too much of a stereotype. So what did they do? They made her a bald Scottish woman.
Which makes no sense at all.
Played by someone who I think is not Scottish.
Yeah.
Right? And then you find out that she's actually evil in some way.
Right.
And I'm like, what is going on?
Exactly.
You know? That didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. That whole portrayal, casting, mini story arc, all of that. Didn't like that part.
Yeah, it didn't fit at all. You know, with what you would perceive as the Ancient One to me.
Exactly.
You know?
It was totally against character, pun intended.
Yeah, and in my mind, I'm not just talking about the casting.
Right. No, I mean the way the Ancient One is played out through the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Well, by the way, I looked up the name of the actor who plays Wong. His name is Wong.
Yeah.
Benedict Wong.
Yeah, he was in Prometheus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know that the alien...
Oh, he was in The Martian. I remember prequel. Him in The Martian.
Yeah. He was one of the people at NASA. I think he was Donald Glover's boss.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
He's a good character actor.
He is.
You know? I believe whatever character he's playing.
Yeah. He did a job. And Wong came off as a much stronger character than you normally see him in the comic books.
Yeah, a little more interesting.
Yes, absolutely. And getting back to something you mentioned earlier, your favorite character, Baron Mordo. It was a much more nuanced character than he is in a comic book.
Yeah, I was okay with that. I mean, they do start off as friends in the comics at first, right? Right, don't they? Right.
Yeah, they start off as disciples of the Ancient One.
Yeah, and they aren't... They're rivals, but it's not like he's turned completely evil yet.
Right. Which is similar. I thought he would turn evil sooner in the movie somehow, but that's okay.
That would have made more sense than having the Ancient One being the villain.
Right.
The underlying villain.
Right. Yeah, that was very... the Ancient One whole thing, that's just very disappointing.
Yeah. And I didn't like Mikkelsen's character. Caecilius.
Oh, okay.
I was like, why did they have to make one up like that? I didn't get...
Yeah, right. Yeah, who is this guy?
He's like a red shirt villain.
Right. When he has... There are so many good Doctor Strange villains to choose from, why create one?
Yeah.
But you know, one thing bothered me was, I think you said you liked the special effects. I was kind of disturbed by it.
Oh, I like Inception.
Okay, I like Inception too, but I thought it was too much like Inception.
Oh, visually. I kind of like the reality bending.
Yeah.
Not so much the glyphs they would use.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that they were altering reality. At least even if it was illusory, just in their own dimensional, you know, war game area.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I didn't like it when he was fighting those two in the Sanctum. And it seemed more like he was using his powers like a shield and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, that just seemed kind of not as creative as it should have been. I should have seen the bands of Sidorak. That's what I should have seen.
You really wanted to see that, didn't you?
Well, he like uses it like all the time, I thought.
Yeah, that's true. It's a go-to.
Yeah, you gotta show it once. And they gotta be pink, I think. Or magenta or something. They were always like a certain color, or what I remember.
Yes, you're right. But at least they had the cloak, they had the eye. I'm trying to think what else they had that I thought made sense.
Yeah, but the eye, they gave it different powers.
That's true. But the little shield, I mean, I remember seeing those in a comic book, so that made sense. The little mystical shields, that's okay. I would have liked to have seen more of a Steve Ditko special effect look, which they could have done.
Yeah, you know, they said they were trying to give homage to Steve Ditko. But I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. Not even in the Dormammu's Dark Dimension, which is really wanted to see it. You know, I wanted to see the giant globes connected by, you know, whatever those tubular connections are. But
yeah, it wasn't Dormammu's dimension wasn't weird enough.
Exactly.
I mean, it just seemed generic.
Exactly.
Some generic, if that doesn't really make sense, but it seemed kind of, it seemed boring. I mean, Dormammu's dimension is supposed to be like a, like you're on acid or something,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, anybody...
I wonder if Steve Ditko was on drugs when he drew that.
I don't know, but, you know, once you see the Steve Ditko version of that dimension, you don't want to see anything else. That's just the way it should be. Now, what do you think of, what was it now? I'm trying to, the Eye being an Infinity Stone. Is that the canon in comics? I don't remember the Eye being an Infinity Stone.
No, it's not. That's just Marvel Universe's way of the MCU trying to tie everything together. That's where I don't like how they're trying to tie everything together. I mean, everything's artificial, but it seems just too artificial.
Mm. Too convenient.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it just so happens to be an Infinity Stone. I mean, why'd you do that? You don't have to do that.
Although I assume they're going to use that to tie in Doctor Strange into the next Thor movie.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So,
oh yeah, I'm looking at pictures of Steve Ditko's Dormammu dimension.
Right.
It's way better.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? It would have been easier to do that visually than what they did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So why didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's you know.
It's annoying.
You know, it's okay. All you Hollywood directors and studios and writers. Right? And producers. You guys didn't listen to us with the Fantastic Four. And look what happened.
Look what happened to that.
Now, I can't say the problem with this one because it did make a lot of money. Mm. But.
And we liked it.
Yes. But. Yeah. Could have made a lot more. Right? Could have made more. So, you know, I mean, our advice is valuable. Incredibly valuable. But it's free.
Absolutely. Take free advice.
You should listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
And here's,
we are experts in this field.
And here's a opportunity they missed in the Doctor Strange movie. You know when he emerges in the Sanctum in London?
Yes.
They should have had the actor who portrays Dr. Watson in Sherlock just pass by.
Oh!
Huh?
Yes!
And then have Strange just kind of flip his head and... like, you know, in questionable recognition, go, do I know you?
Yes! That would have been perfect. Because everyone knows he's Sherlock.
Right.
I mean, that would have been, yeah, they missed, there were a lot of opportunities they missed.
Yeah.
In my mind. That could have made it even richer. I guess that's why, for me, I found it a little too formulaic.
Okay.
Like Ant-Man, right?
Yeah.
I did not expect Ant-Man to be interesting.
Really?
No. I've never liked the character.
Okay, I like the character, so I expected Ant-Man to be interesting.
I mean, I like Yellow Jacket.
Okay.
Hank Pym Yellow Jacket, but, it, you know, when he was Ant-Man, I was like, oh, this is a ridiculous character. But when I saw the film, I mean, I had really low, you know, low expectations. When I saw the film, I was like, you know, the director really thought about how to make this interesting for people.
Mm-hmm.
Considering he's just a tiny, you know, really tiny superhero, right? And he made it interesting. He made it funny. And he made it, you know, he put, you know, family stuff in it. I mean, one of the best scenes they had in Ant-Man is when they're both in the helicopter, right?
Right.
Yellow Jacket and Ant-Man, and they're tiny.
Right.
And then you hear the Cure song, and they're going through the briefcase or something, right? And those things are all falling down. And then when they're in the girl's room, the daughter's room, and he keeps on going between the close up to them fighting and then far away.
Right.
So it he acknowledges how silly it is.
Right.
So you can chuckle at it, but then he zeroes in on the action when they're small, and then it's also really good action. I didn't see anything in this in the Doctor Strange film that I thought was remotely as innovative or creative.
I will agree. Ant-Man was a better directed, paced thought out movie.
Yeah, I think it was. You know, the characters seem more fleshed out. Even the villain, right, in Ant-Man. Cross, right?
Yeah.
Chris? Cross. Even he seemed more three-dimensional than Cassilius.
True.
Or even the ancient one.
Yes.
And, of course, Dormammu.
Yeah, well, Dormammu just was...
That was like... Well. It was like... When it was like
Galactus.
Yeah, it was like the Galactus.
Yeah,
character from the second Fantastic Four movie.
That was just, which is just wrong.
Yeah, that was just such a waste. It was also like a Green Lantern and Parallax.
Yeah, that's very true. That was.
I feel like you guys just wasted an opportunity to do something really interesting.
Yeah. I think that. I think though the one thing is that they didn't make Doctor Strange as dark as I thought it would be. They made him a lot lighter than I thought he would be, which I thought was good.
Well, the beginning was dark.
But it had to be. I mean, if you're going to go with the straight origin story.
It was darker than I thought it would be, though.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he really, really, really hit rock bottom. I mean, awfully so. I don't remember that. I mean, his recovery and his trials and tribulations after the accident in the comic are pretty quick. There's like a couple pages or something.
Well, that's true, but that's kind of the way origin stories were done in that era.
Mm.
Even Fantastic Four, right? The origin is really just, what, 3-4 pages?
That's true.
When you get down to it. Or even Spider-Man, right?
Yeah,
high school kid, bitten, boom.
It gets quick. They moved quicker to them being the superhero.
Exactly.
And or, trying to fight something.
Or Thor, right? He doesn't like wander endlessly in the woods of Norway or wherever he is. He's there he is. You know, he's kind of a skinny guy. Falls down into a cave. Gets trapped. Finds the cane. Tap, tap, tap. Boom, Thor. They didn't do a lot of origin development back then.
That's true. That's true.
So I thought it was okay to develop that a bit more to make it, you know, to bring the drama up. Probably reduce their costs, too, because they didn't have to have all the special effects early on.
Mm. Yeah, for me, it was, I didn't expect it to go on that long because I was used to what the comic had.
Right. It was a little long. But it was a pretty long movie, as I recall.
It's, yeah.
Over 2 hours, right? No, not quite. Hour 15, 115 minutes, so just shy of 2 hours.
It felt long for me.
All right. So we've got. So I think we both kind of liked it. It did well at the box office. I think it has like. I think you did the 90% when you checked on the Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Yeah.
Audience seemed to think about the same.
Yeah.
So did gross was pretty good. It was not a great Marvel movie, but it wasn't a disaster like, say, well, it's a Fox movie, but Fantastic Four, those were all disasters. The last couple of Spider-Man movies were pretty bad, at least for me. I think you like them.
I like the first one.
Okay.
The Amazing Spider-Man, but not the second one. The second one was a...
train wreck.
The problem with the Spider-Man movies... is they always end up trying to do too much.
Well, the last one had too many villains.
Yeah. They're trying to do too much. It's just like Sam Raimi, right? He went crazy with Spider-Man 3.
Right.
You know, he had Venom, and he had Sandman, and he had, you know, the suit, the black suit. And it was just too much. And then the second Amazing Spider-Man movie, you had the death of Gwen Stacy, and you had, you know, Electro... What else did they have? They had another one, right? Yeah, what it was.
Was the Vulture in there?
Can't remember.
Well, the Vulture's in the next one.
Next one, okay.
Yeah, that one looks good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That one, and I think it's good because they got a really good guy to play the villain.
And they brought Spider-Man into the MCU instead of being off out in Fox Universe.
Yeah.
So I think that'll help a lot. Okay, so good movie, not great. Enjoyable, but some noticeable flaws, especially if you're a fan of the character.
Yeah. It's just so, I don't like Benedict Cumberbatch's American accent.
Really?
No, I guess maybe because I've seen him in too much of his British movies.
Oh, I thought it was okay. No worse than the American accent he did in Star Trek, I think.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. Although it was just wrong for him to be Khan, but that's another podcast.
He's not Khan.
No. Not at all.
That's not my Khan.
No. Alrighty then. So, I think that summarizes our movie. And I don't know what's coming up next. I'm trying to look up. I guess Guardians of the Galaxy, but that's still far away, right? It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Guardians. Wonder Woman.
Not looking forward. The trailers just didn't... I don't know. Didn't grab me. Lego Batman movie.
Yeah.
That's coming up soon.
That might be funny.
Trying to think if there's
I like the Lego movie.
I have not seen them. My daughter's seen them, but I have not seen them. Logan on March 3rd. Not sure about that one, although it looks interesting. Power Rangers, which is pretty dark, as I recall. The trailers looked good, by the way.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to that. And I didn't like Power Rangers when it was on TV.
No, I didn't like the TV, but the movie looks good. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, May 5th. So it's coming sooner than I thought. Wonder Woman, June 2nd. Spider-Man,
July 7th. I'm looking forward to that movie. I like the trailers.
Which one is that?
Wonder Woman.
Really? I don't know. Just none of the DC movies have caught my attention. And anyway, as I was saying, Spider-Man Homecoming, July 7th, and Thor, Ragnarok, November 3rd. So that one's pretty far out. Justice League, November 17th. And that's it.
I like Ghost in the Shell's coming up.
Oh, yeah?
I forget when.
I'm looking up the list now, but I don't see it. I don't see it under my list. I'm using the Flixster upcoming.
Sometime in 2017. March 31st, 2017.
Oh? March 31st. Nope, I don't see it. Hang on.
That's what Wikipedia is saying.
Okay, I believe you. Oh, I see it. I see it now. Yep, opens the same week as The Baby Boss. Or The Boss Baby, which is an animated feature with Alec Baldwin and Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, I don't know about that movie. I didn't understand the trailer too well.
Alrighty,
then. What website are you using?
I'm using Flixster.
Oh, okay. iPhone.
Yeah. Yep. It's funny, you know, there are certain things that I no longer look up on my PC, even though it's just as easily accessible there. It's just easier to look it up on the phone.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Weather is another one. But in any case, Comics News Podcast 84. We kind of do it occasionally. We'll probably do it more regularly. Schedules being what they were, but we will talk.